The difficulties of life are intended to make me better, not bitter. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The difficulties of life are intended to make me better, not bitter. The difficulties of life that come upon me are often something that make me just be a little unhappy. They say, "Why me, O Lord? Why me?" And the answer simply is this: because I am ready for that experience. I am ready for the wonderful gift that that experience holds in its hand for me. I am ready to find that the difficulty is not intended to make me unhappy, but to illumine me by making me see things from a little different point of view. If I go through life doing all those things which are simple to do, which are easy to do, which are normal to do, and I miss the point about what could be done and another approach to something, well, I'm sort of one-sided. I'm sort of limited. And I don't want to be limited. I want to be unlimited, because that's what I am. I want to reach out and enjoy all of the wonderful ideas, all the wonderful concepts, all the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer. And I cannot reach out and enjoy those possibilities unless I am challenged to go forth, unless I'm challenged to look at things a little differently. In my life, I'm a very happy, busy, fulfilled person. I have many things that give me things to do. I have many things that are demands upon my attention. And the one that I really, truly, most thoroughly enjoy is the demand of being myself and having fun. Now you say, that's a demand? That sounds like it'd be a great experience. Well, not really. To be yourself and have fun means that you are untouched by the world about you. But you find in everything you do joy, harmony, peace, love, and delight. You find that magical delight that is so wonderful within you and makes you be unaware of the difficulties. When I go into this swimmix, we have a swimming pool that has a big paddle wheel on it that makes the water go from 1 to 10 miles an hour. And it's a real fine gadget. We enjoy it very much. And I go in there and I want to really do a good workout. I put it on 4 to 4.5 miles an hour. Now the tide that goes in and out of Newport Harbor is 4 to 4.5 miles an hour. And when you swim against that tide, you are swimming a losing battle normally. You're swimming in a losing battle because that's about the extent of continued swimming by any individual. Oh, there are those who can swim more swiftly and more beautifully, but they still run out of steam after a while. And when you're swimming against the current and you're trying to maintain some sort of balance within the bay, you're fighting a losing battle. So what you do, you swim against the current, but to the side. In fact, you might not even do that. You might swim with the current to the side. So you'll get to the side. Of course, swimming against the current to the side, you get there faster. And as you do this, you are guiding yourself and you are in charge. Now, true, you're not out in the middle of the bay. You're coming into the shore. You're coming in next to the piers and the docks and the boats and the beaches and all the wonderful things that the shore has for it. And you are able to go on with your activities. Now, it might seem a bitter thing that you're unable to swim against that current, but really, what is your purpose? What is your reason for doing it? Is your reason to develop yourself into an expert swimmer? Well, in our swimmix, we can develop ourselves into an expert swimmer with any speed we like. And there are days I turn the speed up to, six miles an hour. And I am unable to maintain that for more than just a few seconds. And lo and behold, I am rushed to the bottom end of the pool and bump against the little little tube there, and it turns off the paddle wheel. Now what the girls like to do, they like to swim against the current, but they like to swim against the current by not cheating, but by doing a little something different. They turn the paddle wheel way up to 10 miles an hour, which is a lot of speed, and water splashes out of the pool and all over the place. It's really an exciting adventure. And then they grab a hold of the bars that are at the end of the pool, and they hang on, and the pool water flips them up and down like a fish, and they're having the time of their life. They feel so energized by this, not enervated, no, they feel energized by this wonderful water flowing against them, that they come out of the pool after a few moments totally blissful, and it's a great experience. Now, someone might say bitterly, you can't swim against that. It doesn't feel good to be flopped around by the water like that. It's this and that. And you see, what they didn't do, they didn't start with 1 mile an hour, 2 and 3 and 4 miles an hour, and build their way up to more, but they jumped in at 10 miles an hour and they were out of control. And this is what happens to us. We have all sorts of things that seem to make life difficult for us, and then we're bitter about it because we didn't move into it in the right manner. Any idea, if we move into it in the right manner, we can accomplish anything. One of my greatest challenges here on the campus is to work with all of the students and have them be honest to themselves. Now you say, well, they're honest to themselves. All the time they are. That's true. But they say things that are in advance of what they were thinking, and everyone is unable to follow them because they haven't started from the beginning. I say, now, give me your answer. Is it yes or no to the question? And then you can go on and expostulate the question and bring up the wonderful concepts of what it means and talk about it. But until you say yes or no, I don't know which direction I'm to think with you about what you're doing. And many times this becomes something difficult for them. They say, well, why are you picking on me? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Well, life's bitterness is when we are fighting it. Life's bitterness is when we are fighting it. When we flow harmoniously with life, life gives us all the blessings we could possibly want. When we flow harmoniously with life, we get all of the joy that we could ever imagine. But when we fight it, when we jump into it beyond our capacity, then we are in trouble. This is like the story that I've told about our friend Todd up in Duluth, Minnesota. He was listening as I was telling his father about the concept of, I know that I know that I know, God in me knows the answer. Well, he'd been having trouble in algebra, and he went to school the next day, and he said, I know that I know that I know, God in me knows the answer, and he wrote down all the answers to his algebraic problems. And his teacher said, surely you are cheating. Not understanding how he could be cheating, but he was cheating. And the teacher brought him before his father and said, he doesn't know these things. He's cheating somehow. I don't know how he's doing, but he's cheating. And the father said, well, let's have him do the test right in front of us and see how it comes out. So they did. I know that I know that I know. God in me knows the answer, flippantly, but sincerely said. And again, he aced out the test, all correct answers. And the teacher said, but he's got to put down how he arrived at those answers. He can't just put down the answers. In algebra, you must put down how you arrived at it. And so then he said, okay. So they gave him another test. And he put down completely how he arrived at it and what the answers were. And again, he was correct. He had made himself so harmonious with algebra, so harmonious with the concepts being taught by that subject, that he did a very excellent job. But the world was not satisfied with his results. They had to see how he arrived at his results, because that's part of algebra. In life, we sometimes want to skip over how we arrive at our results and just speak our results. And our results can be as amazing and disgusting as Todd's correct answers on all the quizzes. But how did he do it? How did he do it? Well, he did it by listening within, and he did it. You have some of these autistic children, and you give them some problems in mathematics, and they come up with the answer faster than the adding machine can come up with it, because their mind is doing the work, and it is coming up with it. They know that they know that they know. Now, since this ability to know is there, it would seem that doctors and the mothers and fathers and the helpers would work with autistic children from the concept that I know that I know that I know I am a balanced, harmonious human being. And of course, they could be that. In the process, they might lose their ability to come to facts and figures so quickly, but only because they are saying they are limited. They are saying, I am a normal human being instead of a illumined human being, which is what we really are. When we start realizing this, we find that the bitterness that comes from many challenges in life is because we're not willing to do it the way it is designed to be done. And we'll find that the difficulties of life are designed to make us better, to make us more realistic and competent in life. And, you know, for me, this concept is sort of an anathema, because it is contrary to what I really believe. If I were to look at difficulties and think they're going to make me better, then I have a very sad outlook on life. If rather I look at difficulties and I say, I am the solution. And then, what is the next step? There are no difficulties. Of course, this is an advanced stage of one's consciousness when you say there are no difficulties. This is like saying, I am whole and perfect. This is like saying, I know that I know that I know. When you live in that state of consciousness, there are no difficulties. Todd had no difficulties in doing his mathematics once he realized that I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. His father had no difficulty in becoming a stockbroker and handling figures that were difficult to him before. Once he said, I know that I know that I know. I know all of the terms and the techniques and the mathematical equations, formulas and so forth for working as a stockbroker. And today he's a very fine stockbroker. Now, it's not because of the difficulties that are intended to make you better. The difficulties we say are there merely because we look at them as difficulties. However, if we will look at them as an indication of an area we have not yet chosen to know, then we say, I know that I know that I know, and we know those things. And when we say, I know that I know that I know, then all that knowledge is made available to us in a very wonderful, positive way, and there are no difficulties. So think on these things with me. I'm giving you the opposite, and the pros and the cons. But as we were talking at lunch the other day, a great person, a great intellect, a great mind, a great talent, a genius in the extreme, is one of the greatest debaters in the world. They can prove to you that right is wrong and that wrong is right. They can take either side and prove it to you in most logical, reasonable terms, because it's the way it is. And when they're done, they will have you convinced of their opposite turn of events or the other turn of events, whatever they choose to be touting at the moment. And so it is with us. When we, instead of looking at things as difficulties, look at them as the opportunity to show off our genius in the pro and the con. And as we are for and against, as we are taking two sides of the issue in the debate. We are the most wonderful thinkers in the world, and we will never think in limitation, and we will never think in a way that says we can't do it, because that's no longer in our vocabulary. We are all knowledge now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, and know that the thought for today is, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. I love you. I love you. I love you.